I wonder whether Craig Bird's got a view about Sam Reed's future. It's a timely call that we had just before that. The Swan joins us. Good morning to you, Craig.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Good, mate. It's that time of the year, isn't it, when we people who love the game and people on this side of the microphone start talking about, gee, that bloke could look good there next year and they'll have a crack at him and who's going where and he's out of contract. We're just about to enter that silly season, Craig.
It is. It's an exciting time of year. Finals are coming up and, as you said, people start talking about next year and that sort of stuff. But we'll just worry about this year and finishing off the year strong.
Hey, Birdie, no relation to you, but another little bird told me the other day that somebody opened Buddy's locker there at Sydney and $100 bills just came fluttering out of his locker. Is that where he hides his stash in his locker?
There might be a bit of exaggeration in that story, but there is a bit of a story. I think he opened his locker one day and there's a few 50s floating around. But a bit of an exaggeration on that.
Stacked, Andy. About 20 centimetre high piles they were,
Craig,
the $50 bills.
He's got a bit to throw around.
Craig, can you just verify whether it was a stack of 50s that were sitting in there or just one or two loosies?
Yeah, look, I'm not too sure if it was a stack. I think it was just a couple flying around.
Right. Hey, is he pretty good,
Nick? Bungee jumping off him, you could, Andy.
Hey, the bloke who was supposed to destroy the football club and tear the heart out of the culture that had been built up there, and he was going to single-handedly tear down the Sydney Football Club empire.
Destroyed him.
He's actually fitted in okay.
Yeah, no, he has. The media sort of jumped all over us a bit earlier in the year when we didn't start so well. But once we started getting back playing good footy, he's really come in and contributed for us, and he's playing some awesome footy this year, and he's really bought into the culture and been a valuable contributor the whole year.
Craig, this must be the most exciting, well, not the finals, obviously the most exciting, but I'd imagine that the workloads had just come off a little bit. You guys are in cracking form and pretty competitive for spots on the list as well.
Yeah, it is. That's probably what's kept us going so well this year. We've had a lot of depth at the club. Some young boys have come in and played well and showed they can play at AFL level. So it's keeping all the older boys on their toes and making us perform each week. I think that's why we've been playing so consistently.
Do you back your speed as a group, I'm talking about, against just about anybody else in the competition? You talk about these young boys that have come in, and Harry Cunningham, you can't get him out of the side at the moment. He's just, I don't know whether he's the quickest bloke on your list, but you've got him and now Rowan's up and Jetta sort of becomes, you know, he's just another one in the midfield now rather than being the explosive one. You are a very, very quick footy team.
Yeah, we've got some pace in the side now. I think that's what we've done a bit this year. We've injected a bit more pace and it's sort of helped us a bit with our insiders and complemented our inside players. And we've got those bases, as you said, Jets, Harry Cunningham, super quick, Gary Rowan. So it's definitely an advantage for us against some of the other teams.
Hey, Craig, when I watch Sydney play, I must admit, I get a lot of enjoyment in a perverse sort of a way of watching Johnny Longmire in the coach's box. And I'm thinking to myself, whose lucky number is going to come up tonight? Who of the assistant coaches is he going to give a cook to tonight? Do the coaches ever talk to you as one of the players about what goes on up there in the coach's box?
Nah, not really. You do see the replay occasionally, and he doesn't look too happy, but he composes himself pretty well when he comes down the ground. So he doesn't give too many sprays that often, but he composes himself pretty well.
You know, I reckon the great thing about that is that he doesn't blame you, the player, that makes a mistake out there on the ground. He actually blames the coach's responsibility it is for you as the player out there on the ground.
Yeah, no, he does look after us sometimes, but he does give us a cook every now and again when we need to. But, he's pretty good horse for that sort of stuff.
When he really lets himself rip up in the coach's box, I know we've had some fun with this in your post-show reviews, but I think when he wants to, you know, sort of drop the F-bomb or whatever, he covers his mouth so the cameras can't pick it up. Yeah. When he really lets rip with you blokes in your team meetings, does he do the same thing or does he just let you have it?
Yeah, no, he doesn't cover it up like that. just to go on the meetings. But, he's pretty smart like that horse. I think he realises the cameras are on him a lot of the time.
Oh, mate, you're flying. You're at that pointy end of the season. It's you, Sydney. It's you, Hawthorn and Geelong for that for those top two spots. It's there's a lot to play for. You've got the Saints on the weekend. It's going to be another one of those weekends with a whole lot of key games. We're going to decide the sort of shape of the eight by the end of round 21, mate. Good luck. We appreciate you joining us on the show.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
On your booty.
Craig, good on you, Craig.
Just one of those unsung heroes I got up there. Just goes about his business week in, week out.